Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
9 o'clock in Madison, Wisconsin, live from the Double Radio Studios. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin on a Saturday night. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay, here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
It's time for
Live in the Devil's Lair, Terry.
Ooh, this is so exciting.
It is. Live in the Devil's Lair, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Rocker, order your tomato pie and mine right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy, hailing from Baraboo, La Crosse, and other points in Wisconsin, Charlie Boy has emerged from four bros just out of high school to a band releasing their debut EP in 2022. Here with us tonight in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, are the members of Charlie Boy, Keegan, Kaya, Owen, and Sam. Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Yay! We are so happy you're here. Yeah.
We got a rock band in the radio station,
man. Isn't
this
incredible? Oh, we'll bring you a little live peek at these guys when they're playing, too. But keep it here for all the great music for an hour of Charlie Boy.
Now, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Charlie Boy, and that kind of includes me, tell us your backstory. Tell us about Charlie Boy.
Well, we have gone through a slew of members in the past 5 years. This is the final form of Charlie Boy here. Fortunate to have us all together now. Yeah, Keegan and I started playing together about 5 years ago with a couple other guys. Since then, we've just accumulated the songs and the members that we have.
Was that up in La Crosse?
That was in Baraboo. I lived in Baraboo. He lived in Reedsburg at that
cool.
time.
And in high school. You were all still in high school when you were already jamming together. Yeah. That's incredible. Okay, so where does the name, you haven't changed the name, it's been the same name, so where does the name Charlie Boy come from?
Actually, we have changed the name.
Oh, okay, but give us the story.
Charlie Boy is the name of our cat.
Oh,
I love it already.
Yes.
I knew Jimmy would love that.
Okay, and it's that simple.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
That simple.
Is the kitty social? Does he or she like to come out and
hang when you jam?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Rehearse?
Yeah, he loves the attention. Loves the company.
Y'all have to speak up on these microphones, please, so that people can hear you.
Yeah, he's a sociable one. He loves it. Loves the company.
Nice.
So one of those kind of cats that like pushes everything off tables?
And... Oh, no, he's great. He's the best. Wouldn't see him doing that.
Big cuddly boy.
You can, you know what? If you play your cards right, like Kelsey Miles did, you could take the cat on tour to shows, and you could win a mama.
And her cat's name is Rhody, and Rhody the cat won Rhody of the Year a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just that giving you a little idea.
We can make that cat famous.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Well, let's get to some live music here with Charlie Boy. We have like a full band. We got amplifiers and everything. This is the biggest band we've had in the Devil's Lair so far. The first song you're going to play for us tonight, it has not been released. It's brand new.
Ooh.
It's called Curmudgeon. I mean, is this a song about an uncle?
It is about the curmudgeon in all of us.
All right.
Let's hear it.
You guys ready? All right.
It's Charlie Boy live on the Devil's Lair, Max Inc. Radio.
Sincere. like I even care. You be silent, it's all I can know.
That's Charlie Boy live in Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
On fire. Good job, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
So last year, Charlie Boy released an EP called More Flora.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that EP, and because we're going to hear some songs off from that album tonight, right?
Yeah, that's right. That was a long time coming. We had those songs for a while and just, you know, I had to get it out. Had the band we were with, and so on. Yeah, that was March.
What? First of all, where did you record the EP at?
We recorded in a home studio, actually, of a friend of ours, John Swamy.
Okay.
He did the recording for us at a great deal, super awesome, and it was very intimate.
What was the vibe like with this? With obviously DIY a little bit, get some help from some pros on the outside, but. What was the vibe like in the room when you're all recording?
It was tense sometimes.
That'll happen.
Oh, yeah. Please share.
Frustrated sometimes, but for the most part, it was, like Kaya said, it was really intimate. It was nice to be, like, in what felt like our practice space. You know, we were shoeless on some nice rugs.
Nice.
What city was that studio in?
I think technically Reedsburg, but right outside Baraboo.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Baraboo.
Yeah, Swami's great. He's a good guy. These songs are your original songs, too, and I don't think we can emphasize that enough sometimes. What does that mean to you, that you are putting these out there?
It's kind of daunting. a lot of opinions to be had. You know, you kind of got to overlook it and try to be... I don't know. You find it good.
Yeah.
That's how it's been.
It's a great outlet for sure.
Good. Is it feeling like you're almost sort of living a dream? I love the look maybe on all of your faces.
Working towards it. Little by little. Yeah.
Definitely feel lucky.
Good.
Oftentimes.
We sound terrific.
We're currently in chapter four of this dream tonight. Hour four. Well, that joke didn't land.
Good try. I think we all got it, but we were like, what?
Well, let's hear a song from the Mora Flora EP. It was released last year. We are live with Charlie Boy in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is called Pilot. Tell us a little bit about this song before you play it.
It's kind of... this is like the newest, I think, of the of Mora Flora. It came late. It was like we had a jam for literally years, but the lyrics kept changing, like the melodies, everything completely. It was just a really satisfying song to like know that we're done with it.
Let's check it out right now. It's Pilot from Charlie Boy, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
We always say, this is live radio. Okay, all right.
Second soul. From here on, I'll be an upstanding servant to God. Honesty of peace, that's politely. It's frightening, so do fight it. At this junction, I'm stepping outside. Present and peeking, calmly deceiving. So right now the current pace seems a little bizarre. Coiled in what matters most, saving every second side. Divided, you and I when dancing outside.
Nice. Charlie Board live in the Devil's Lair.
What a groove.
What a groove. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I love the vocals that I'm hearing here.
Yeah.
I was almost surprised because they're kind of strong and powerful.
And
I
she's teeny tiny.
You're right. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Well, let's get to know the band a little bit better. And let's start with Kaya. Tell us how you got started in music. And hey, are your parents Bob Marley fans? Because that's my favorite album of, like, you know, all Bob Marley albums.
That's awesome. Some people don't even know about it, so thank you. They are.
I did not notice. What shirt is it?
I got started in music very early, thanks to my father here. I was always just naturally inclined to want to be a part of it, and I loved singing forever. That helped.
Wait, who's your father?
Yeah, tell us.
Derek Romner is.
Oh, wait, this guy standing in the middle of the room with, like, mixing all the sound, and
I think he just blew our minds away.
Derek, I didn't even know, so you know, we're finding out new stuff about the band right now. Well, because, like, my follow-up with, are your parents supportive of your, you know, musical career?
A little bit.
Most times,
I think he likes it.
Oh, Derek just said most of the time.
Most times.
Sounds like there's a story there, but I don't know if you want to get into that.
And for those of you listening, Derek is running sound right now for us. And is sounding good.
And there are pictures on the socials already, some video, and there will be more ahead. So that's awesome.
So, you know, how did you get into music? Like, what inspired you? Like, what, I mean, your dad was playing music, but was there some kind of, you know, a certain band, or was it his music? Like, what made you want to pick up a guitar or start to sing?
I have to add, too, to his question, you've seen what it takes, you know, with your dad getting out there and playing with bands and doing all this, and you were still thinking, I still want to do this.
I don't know if it was so much a band or a certain group, more as, like, it was the outlet for me. I was always it was a good way to express myself, and it was a natural enjoyment for me. Immediately, I obviously sang along with him often, but when I started meeting other musicians my age, like Keegan here, and being able to focus on collaborative groups of my own is when it really started to inspire me to learn more about it and push myself.
We're glad you are. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's stick with names that start with K and get to Keegan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keegan, tell us your story. How did you get into music? And also, you know, maybe put in there, you know, were your parents supportive of your musical upbringing as well?
My parents were definitely both, they were both supportive. That was never an issue. I was always fond of music and just started playing guitar, I guess, out of probably boredom. But, you know, I haven't stopped, and got to meet some great other musicians to play with. Made it pretty easy to, you know, want to keep playing.
We've got a skill.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also write songs as well in addition to guitar?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Songwriter of the group.
We know.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So as the primary songwriter of the group, where are you drawing? Are you going to Charlie Boy the Cat to draw your inspiration in? Where's your content coming from?
Well, to say primary, I don't know. I don't own that title. I'd say Kaya's just as much.
We like assign things here on Saturday nights to bands. Mm-hmm. So congratulations.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Never mind.
Jimmy, you're just falling flat all over now. We're laughing.
You were telling us where you get your inspiration for songwriting. Like, when, what triggers? Oh, hey, I got to write a song about this.
Yeah, I mean, do you carry around a notepad, or do you put it on your phone?
On my phone, I just use the Notes app. You know,
yeah,
pretty good app to use for notes. nothing specific, I don't think, you know.
He's just quietly, like, funny, isn't he?
growing up, people I've met,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera. I wouldn't say that I have, like, a muse or anything.
Okay.
So we said that you were a little ways from four bros playing in high school, but how far away from high school are you guys?
I am 4 years out. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, graduated 2018. Owen, our drummer, is still in high school. He's still a high school bro. He is.
Oh my God.
He's 16.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you get past the bouncer with the yeah. have a really good
That's
idea.
Why Derek Wait, has to go along and be like the adult of the band.
Oh, that's great.
There's a rule: if he's working, he's on the bill. He's good.
Yeah, right.
Ah, okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He and in a band that I was in once. My mom, Mama Rocker, she used to pose as our guitar player's mom because he was only 17 when we were playing in the bars. She'd be like, oh, no, I'm his mom. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wink, wink.
What about the rest of you as far as like where you're at, high school, college, or just...
I'm a year and a half out of college.
Ah, not... High school. Okay, high school. Oh, yeah.
Right now, I do Berkeley online.
Okay, oh, good for you. Oh, wow.
And we I don't think we can hear him, but
he does Berkeley online.
Well, we oh, have
yeah,
we have,
so he's in college.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to be awesome. Talking to him by the next break, so maybe we can
get a little more.
Repair that. And right now, yeah. get to some live music with Charlie Boy in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is another unreleased nugget. It's called Toph. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Tell us why Toph is spelled with a PH. And tell us about that song before you play.
And is it Toph?
Man. You could call it Toph, Toph. Whatever, however you read that word, that's what it is to you. That's good.
What was it when you wrote it?
I guess I'm going to steal a tidbit of what Keegan said and say people I know and growing up and just personal experience.
Makes sense.
Let's check it out right now. It's Charlie Boy live on the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Figure constellation score all the more the implications back for poor. Sobbing tall, fight, hate to me, pretty need a grieving sweet need to subside. Styles, playful minds, killing time, trying to lie. I won't miss you much. Felt alive, is still inclined. Coming home, let's lay down. The ladder in the back, took his bag and took ours there. Slowest past night, been direct, not coming to. Just see it through you, missing voice.
Yes. Charlie Boy, live in the Devil's Lair. I think that's my favorite song so far you played tonight. I like that one a lot.
And thank you.
So is it Toph or Toff? I know you're giving options, but how was it when you...
I call it Toph.
Toph. Then we shall call it Toph going forward. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to stop talking for a while. I will tell you, before I stop talking, that Maxinc Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Also by the Starkweather Brewing Company. Starkweather Brewing Company is a community-focused gathering place serving food, brewing beer on historic Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side. Get the latest selection at starkweatherbrewingcompany.com. Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up next. Stick around.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.